Every November 10th, the bell here in Whitefish Point will chime 29 times for the crew that died aboard the Edmund Fitzgerald. 40 years later, that shipwreck still affects the way vessels travel here. We remember the Fitz on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts, they keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Being profitable is critical to your survival. High production costs require you to evaluate efficiency of your fertilizer program. Only Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, Agriculture Liquid has the products to maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract Powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
40 years have now passed since the Edmund Fitzgerald went down in a terrible gale on November 10th, 1975.
The Edmund Fitzgerald was a regular ship passing Whitefish Point and going through the Sioux Locks. It was built in the late 1950s and really was on a voyage that it would see it going up into the areas around Superior, Wisconsin.
Bruce Lynn at the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum says no one knows for sure what happened to the ship. She sank quickly in a terrible gale, taking the lives of all 29 crew with her.
Each November 10th, we have a memorial ceremony, and 9 times out of 10, the weather is horrific. Last year, we had 8 inches of snow, very heavy, wet snow. Half of the Gordon Lightfoot tribute band went into the ditch on the way up here. Our two ministers couldn't make it. It was very typical.
This museum tells the story of all ships on the lakes, but the Fitzgerald is a story that many gravitate to, partly because of Gordon Lightfoot's song that made the wreck better known. A few artifacts are on display, but the ship still rests at the bottom.
We have a few things here. We have life rings and things like that. You know, we have an oar from one of the lifeboats. Fishermen over in Ontario ended up bringing in one of those lifeboats. So some of those artifacts are here in the museum.
40 years later, the wreck still affects shipping here.
These days in November, we'll look out in Whitefish Bay and see a dozen ships out there waiting a storm out. And I don't know that that was always the case. I think after the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in 1975, I think that was a bit of a wake-up call. Those ships would plow through just about anything, and now you will see them waiting a storm out. Even a 1,000-footer will be waiting in the bay.
Traveling the countryside at Whitefish Point, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.